sitting here on this lonely dock. Watch the rain play on the ocean top. All the things I feel I need to say, I can't explain in any other way. I need to be bold, need to jump in the cold.
Hi everybody, welcome to Vera's Podcast Station. Today I'm willing to share my opinions and a beautiful article about traveling with you guys. I know that everyone has his or her own meaning for traveling. For me, traveling is not only about having new friends on the road, but also learning about different cultures, enriching my knowledge, and opening my eyes. Following, I will read an article about traveling that really speaks the words in my heart. It's called Three Reasons to Travel While You Are Young by Jeff Goins. The other night, I had a conversation with a young lady who had a number of decisions ahead of her, which included whether she should go to grad school or travel the world. I told her to travel, hands down, no excuses, just go. The results are worth the cost. And she sighed. Yeah, but never were more fit words spoken. Yeah, but what about that? Yeah, but what about my job? Yeah, but what about my boyfriend, a dog, a car, or whatever? Yeah, but it's pernicious, because it makes it sound like we have the best of intentions when really we're just too scared to do what we should. It allows us to be coerced while sounding noble. Most people I know who waited to travel the world never did. Conversely, plenty of people who waited for grad school or a steady job and travel still did those things eventually. Be careful of the yeah but. The yeah but will kill your dreams. I was so stirred by this conversation that I shared it with a group of 30 young adults last night, many who were asking these very same questions. When you get older, life seems to just sort of happen to you. Your youth is a time of total empowerment. You get to do what you want. But as you mature and gain new responsibilities, you have to be very intentional about making sure you don't lose sight of what's important. So if you still have a reasonable amount of control over your circumstances, you should do what really matters, because life won't always be just about you. During early adulthood, your worldview is still being formed. It's important to steward this time, to give yourself opportunities to grow. A good way to do that is to travel. So young person, travel. Travel wide and far, travel boldly, travel with full abandon. You will regret few risks you take when it comes to this. I promise you that. There are three reasons to travel while you are young. First, traveling teaches you to live in an adventure. When you look back on life, you will have moments of which you are proud and maybe a few you regret. It's likely that the following won't be on that list. Bicycled across the Golden Gate Bridge. Appeared on Italian TV. Hiked a Mayan ruin. Learned Spanish in 3 months. Toured Europe by train. They're not on mine. Fun fact, I've done all of the above. So what? What choices will you regret making? Holding back? Being afraid? Making excuses? Not taking more risks? Waiting? While you're young, you should travel. You should take the time to see the world and taste the fullness of life. It's worth whatever investment or money or sacrifice of time that may be required on your part. This is not about being a tourist. It's about experiencing true risk and adventure so you don't have to live in fear for the rest of your life. And it's about remembering and sharing your adventure and inspiring others to step out of that fear too. Second, traveling helps you encounter compassion. In your youth, you will make choices that will define you. The disciplines you begin now will be with you for the rest of your life. Traveling will change you like little else can. It will put you in places that will force you to care for issues that are bigger than you. If you go to Southeast Asia, you may encounter the slave trade. If Eastern Europe, you may see the effects of genocide and religious persecution. If Haiti, you will witness the ugly side of Western paternalism. Your heart will break. You will begin to understand that the world is both a big and small place. You will have a newfound respect for the pain and suffering that over half of the world takes for granted on a daily basis. And you will feel more connected to your fellow human beings in a deep and lasting way. You will learn to care, and you might even find a way to speak up for the people you encounter who need a voice. Third, traveling allows you to get some culture. While you're still young, you should get cultured. Get to know the world and the magnificent people that fill it. There's nothing quite like walking alongside the Colosseum or seeing Michelangelo's David in person. I can describe the city of San Juan and its amazing beaches and historical sites to you, but you really have to see it for yourself to experience it. You can read all the books in the world about the Great Wall of China or the Louvre, but being there is a different story. The world is a stunning place, full of outstanding works of art. See it. Do this while you are still young. Do not squander time. You may never have it again. You have a crucial opportunity to invest in the next season of your life now. Whatever you sow, you will eventually reap. Please, for your sake, do this, because you won't always be young, and life won't always be just about you. So travel, experience the world for all its worth, become a person of culture, adventure, and compassion. Okay, welcome back. The article you just heard is Jeff Goins' 3 Reasons to Travel While You Are Young. And as an international student in the US, I found that many, not only my American friends, but also people around the world, were easy to have weird biases towards certain countries. I think if you really want to learn about a country and people from it, you should go there and experience by yourself. Like what Jeff says in his article, hands down, no excuses, just go. Thank you for listening. See you next time.看见平凡才是唯一的答案。